Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of my message today is Be Healed. There are many Christians who are living far beneath their spiritual birthright, and God desires for you to be healed spiritually, physically, emotionally, and financially. In 3 John, in verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health." Now, it's important for you to understand that God pronounces blessings over his people. How many of you would say, "I'm a child of God" today? Well, God is pronouncing blessings over you continually. In fact, Psalm 3 and 8 says, "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people." A blessing, by definition, means to bestow benefit, to speak an approval upon one to prosper. In Psalm 5 and 12, it says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield." Now, while you are waiting for the answers to your prayer, I want you to always remember this. You have been given favor from God. Now, often we're not walking in that divine favor because favor must be activated by asking God for it. So I want you to do that with me right now. Would you lift a hand and let's ask the Lord, say, "Father, thank you for salvation. Thank you that I'm your child. And I'm asking you right now for blessing and favor to come upon my life. Every day, in Jesus' name, amen." Jesus said, "When you ask, you will receive." Some of you remember the name Jabez. Jabez prayed, "Oh, that you would bless me." And the Bible says, and God did. You know, what is it that often we as God's children forget to ask God for favor? Forget to ask him to bless us. It is not a selfish thing to ask God to bless you. God wants you to ask him so he can activate that blessing and favor that he has for you. And as you do, blessings will be poured out upon your life. Now, you should ask for favor every single day. Don't say, "Well, I asked yesterday." No. Ask every day. It's something very important about the Lord. And that is this. God requires a daily relationship with us. One where we are talking to him every single day. When the disciples asked Jesus, "How should we pray?" He said, "Say to God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." See, now, if you simply ask him for bread one day, you're not going to have bread perhaps the next day. See, the Bible is actually saying, give us day by day our daily bread. And so you need to understand that every day is a new day with God. It's a new day to ask. It's a new day of blessing. It's a new day of expectation. So every day, ask God to bless you and to give you favor, and you will find that favor will come upon you. In Ezekiel 34 and 26, it says, "There shall be showers of blessing." And in Deuteronomy 28, it reminds us that those blessings come as a result of our obedience to God. Now, if you're not being blessed, check out if you're obeying God with everything you're supposed to obey him. Because that can stop your blessings. However, if you obey God, God promises blessings upon you. Listen to Deuteronomy 28 and 2. It says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the country. Now, again, you need to speak this over your life. You need to agree with the word of God and claim this in your life. See, now, some have said, well, you can't be blessed in this area. You can't be blessed in this field. Well, the devil is a liar. The Bible says, I am blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. Listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 6. You will be blessed when you come and blessed when you go. The Lord will defeat your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will flee from you in seven directions. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything that you do. And the Lord will give you prosperity in the land. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You will always be on the top, never on the bottom, if you faithfully obey the commands of the Lord your God. So you see, as you obey God as his child, blessings will come upon your life. You will receive all of these blessings as a result of the covenant you establish with God by accepting his son Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Listen to Hebrews 12 and 24. It says, Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. God always establishes relationships by a covenant. The Bible shows us this from the very beginning. There was the Adamic covenant that he made with Adam and Eve. There was the Noahic covenant. There was the Abrahamic covenant. There was the Mosaic covenant with Moses and the children of Israel. And then there was the Davidic covenant. See, God makes covenants with people. Look at your neighbor and say, if you are a Christian, you have made a covenant with God. Now, what is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement between two or more people who pledge their loyalty and wealth until death. For example, marriage is a covenant. In the marriage vow, there's a statement that says, forsaking all others, keeping only unto you so long as we both shall live. So covenants were made not to be broken. In fact, in the Bible times, a covenant was always established by a blood sacrifice of animals. And this is how they did it. The animals would be cut in half, and they would be placed on each side of a path. And the individuals making the covenant would walk through the middle of those slain animals, saying, may I become like these animals if I break our covenant. That's how serious a covenant really is. Salvation and healing are received by establishing a covenant relationship with God, and he will not break it. Now, this is very important what I'm saying today, folks, because many times we read scriptures, but we really don't understand the power behind a scripture. God has established a covenant with every person who has accepted his son as personal Savior and Lord. That covenant is salvation and healing. And if you are sick and you have accepted Christ, God has made a covenant to heal you. Look at your neighbor and say, if you are a child of God, God has made a covenant. God has made an agreement to always heal you. Now, this is powerful, see, because many times we say, well, Lord, I want you to heal me. Please heal me. Oh, listen, there should be an expectation of healing because of a covenant. If you're a married, you know what I'm talking about. There are responsibilities and expectation in marriage. And yes, sure, you'll ask very nicely for this or for that, but your spouse understands we have an agreement, and that agreement is to fulfill each other's needs. See, and so the Bible says in Psalm 111 and verse 5, God always remembers his covenant. Repeat after me, God always remembers his covenant with me. Psalm 105 and 8 says, he will keep his agreement forever. He will keep his covenant always. In Numbers 23 and 19, it says, God is not like people. He tells no lies. He is not like humans. He doesn't change his mind. When he says something, he does it. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. So understand, the covenant you have with God is one where he extends salvation, deliverance, and healing. God never forgets his covenant. Come on, repeat it after me. God never forgets his covenant with me. Now give him praise for that. Let that begin to sink into your spirit about God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now we see a type of the covenant of healing and salvation that he has promised us through the Old Testament. When Israel established a covenant with God at the first Passover, the Bible tells us that they sacrificed a lamb, which was a type of Christ. This was so that they would be saved when the death angel passed by, and so that they would be healed when they left Egypt. Listen to what it says in Exodus 12 and 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. Jesus was our Passover lamb. God will pass through to strike Egypt down. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost, God will pass over the doorway. He will not allow the destroyer to enter into your house to strike you down. So as a result, Israel was delivered from Egypt. They were healed physically, and they were blessed financially. This is a type of the church. In Psalm 105 and 37, it says, but he brought his people safely out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. There was no sick or feeble people among them. Psalm 103 and verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities or sins and heals all of your diseases. See, Jesus Christ came to personally deliver a new covenant between God and man. That was a part of the Mosaic covenant. Passover is still something that the Jews observed. As a result of the blood on the doorpost, the deaf angel passed over. And then God healed the people and God blessed them financially. But the Bible tells us at the Lord's Supper, Jesus stated to his disciples, this is found in Mark 14 and 22, as they were eating, he took bread and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them. And he said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. They all drank it. And then he said to them, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is going to be poured out for many. Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, he came to establish a new covenant with God and people. That covenant was to be carried out by his own sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary. As a result of that covenant, he opened the way that anyone who accepts him as personal Savior and Lord will be joined with God as their child. And that covenant between God and people then is one of salvation and healing. The Bible tells us in Revelation 1 and 5, unto him that loved us, that's Jesus, and washed us from our sins, listen, and his own blood. Jesus washed us from our sins through shedding his own blood. It was through his suffering, his death, and his resurrection that Jesus established a covenant of salvation and healing for every person who accepts him as personal Savior and Lord. Now listen to what it says in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4. Surely he has borne or carried our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now that verse in the original language reads, surely he has carried away our sickness, our diseases, and our pain. And verse 5 goes on to say, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That last phrase and the original language is actually saying by his bruises and wounds, we were healed, made whole and healed. Now listen. The reason why this is so important, folks, is because this is a part of a covenant you have with God. Do you remember what I told you about a covenant? It's so serious that the individual says, I will fulfill it all the days of my life. Well, guess what? God will never die. I said, God will never die. That means God's covenants go on literally throughout eternity. In Matthew 8 and 16, it shows us that the fulfillment of this scripture really relates to Jesus Christ. It says, when the evening was come, they brought to Jesus many that were possessed with devils, and he cast the spirits out with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. That's the verse I just read to you from the Old Testament. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So through his coming, Jesus expressed God's desire to heal everyone spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Spiritually, we find in Mark 2 and 17 where Jesus said, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. God wants you to be healed spiritually. Now, this is very important, folks, because it's only spiritual healing that brings salvation. Accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord opens the door to your relationship or covenant with God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, accepts him, shall have eternal life. those who reject him do not have eternal life. They shall not see eternal life because the wrath of God will remain upon them. Folks, the only way you can have eternal life and live in heaven with God is through accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. He is the door. He is the glue that brings us together in covenant with God. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to bring emotional healing as well. And Matthew 11 and 28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls." So many people are burdened down emotionally today because of the horrific things they have suffered in life. I want to let you know today that Jesus came to give you emotional healing. It comes through the covenant. It comes by accepting him as personal Savior and Lord. And let me just say this. There is no sorrow that the Lord cannot heal. Jesus Christ is the miracle worker. He's God. So you need to give him your sorrow. Give him your pain. Give him your abuse. Give it to him, and he will take it. Often we hold on because we're so hurt. But God says, no, release it. He says, cast all your cares on me, because I care for you. Jesus came to give you emotional healing. And also he came to give you physical healing. The Bible says in Matthew 12 and 15, great multitudes followed Jesus, and he healed them all. In fact, the Bible does not show us anyone Jesus refused to heal. Now, please let us consider this, because I know that many times people wonder, well, does God want me to be healed? Well, I'm going to say it again. The Bible does not show us anyone Jesus refused to heal. Therefore, you should always believe for your healing. You say, well, I want the will of God to be done. Listen, God's will is going to be done. God wants you to believe. God wants you to believe for your healing. Because now you've got to remember something about doubt. You're not sure. But doubt destroys the effectiveness of God's word in your life. In fact, James 1 and 6 says, let him ask in faith without any doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven by the wind and tossed. Let not that person think that he will receive anything from the Lord. So all the prayers you pray, if you keep doubting, well, maybe God wants me healed. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe God wants this job for me. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe I really don't know. Listen. Your doubt will destroy your answers to prayer. Everything you believe should be based upon the word of God. Amen? So it's important for you to know what God's word says.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Delayed and Answered Prayer. This is part one. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
I just want to encourage our listeners today that all is well. Listen, God is in control of every situation. And so it's important for you to understand that prayer changes things, regardless of what our situation may be. If we call on the name of the Lord, he will help us. He will deliver us. He will intervene. And let's believe. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Your love is so abundant toward all of us. And Father, yes, we are concerned. Some people are really afraid of what's going to happen next. We pray for every individual right now who is in some type of distress, whether it be economic or physical, even spiritual. We pray, Lord, that you would reach out your mighty hand and that you would help us.
We look to you. Your word says the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers us from all of our troubles. We thank you today for hearing our prayers. Bless this people, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.